Switchboard operator, your daily freedom, using the 18-level ladder of consciousness with powerful intention. As you practice recognizing the emotions as they arise in you, just like a musician practices musical scales and an artist practices mixing paint, you can begin to use this awareness in an empowering, life-improving way. You are no longer at the whim of whatever emotion arises in you. Now you can determine what you feel and when. Why is this so valuable? Because what we are feeling emotionally is a direct reflection of what we are thinking. And what we are thinking is immediately obeyed by our physiological state. When we are thinking thoughts of lack, for instance, we plummet into fear. Our body tightens, constricting our very life force. Consequently, we have substantially reduced energy available to relieve our situation. When, on the other hand, we are able to recognize that we have plummeted into fear, for instance, and we know firsthand the 18-level ladder of consciousness, we can intentionally shift to another, more energizing, far more enjoyable state of emotional experience. This, in turn, immediately shifts our thoughts to better-feeling thoughts, and it likewise is simultaneously reflected in our physiological well-being. Our breathing becomes easier and less costly. Our body becomes alkaline, resilient, and thus resistant to illness and disease. Our outlook becomes optimistic and hopeful. We become willing and eager and excited about life. Why were we not taught this in kindergarten? This is such an essential ingredient in the guidebook of how to successfully be a human. I'll outline now very simply how to apply the wealth of wisdom you've just discovered in acquainting yourself with the 18-level ladder of consciousness. Here's to your glorious freedom and to all that you may create with it. As this is such a singularly powerful transformative tool, I recommend that you print several copies of these 6 steps and place this script in places where you can easily access them. Then, the next time you notice yourself spiraling down, you can easily remember how to rapidly spiral up. Step 1. Become self-aware. Notice how you are feeling. Do you feel good? Are you inspired? If you are feeling energized and positive in your outlook, great, you may wish to improve it. If you are feeling crappy, you will definitely want to move to step 2. Step 2. Ask yourself, where am I right now on the 18-level ladder of consciousness? A feeling state will immediately come into your awareness. One of the descriptor words from the 18-level ladder will pop into your mind. If you are looking at your handwritten list of the descriptor words, one of them might jump right out and magnify itself in your awareness. This is quite common. Once you have identified this, begin step 3. Step 3. Ask yourself, where do I want to be on the 18-level of ladder of consciousness? How do I want to feel? Like the question in step 2, this is a self-reflective question, meaning that you direct it beneath the brow, into your embodied deeper wisdom. Do your best not to think. Like magic, one of the descriptor words from the 18-level ladder will immediately come into your awareness. This is your deeper wisdom, your soul, identifying to you where you can be now. Step 4. Plug yourself into this new emotional level, just like a switchboard operator would unplug you from one level of circuitry and plug you into your desired level. If you happen to have seen the actress Lily Tomlin playing the switchboard operator in the 1970s television comedy Laugh-In, you will have a vivid image of how to do this. If not, simply imagine yourself sitting in front of an old-fashioned telephone operator switchboard. Research antique versions of this if you wish. To be precise, you are disconnecting your will center, your solar plexus, from the former level, and you are intentionally plugging it, your will, into your higher level. Step 5. If you aren't able to plug yourself directly into this new emotional level, refrain from any temptation to judge yourself. Many people need this 5th step. Even the most adept people occasionally need it too. Ask yourself, where can I be now on the 18-level ladder of consciousness? Plug yourself in there. Be there for a few moments. Allow yourself to acclimatize there, becoming familiar and comfortable with this emotional state. Then ask yourself, where can I be now on the 18 level ladder of consciousness? Repeat this step until you arrive at the level you identified in step 3. Enjoy your newfound freedom. Step 6. Practice this often. The more frequently you notice that you are in the process of, or you already have slipped into a lower downward spiraling state, and you course correct, unplugging yourself from the lower level and plugging yourself into the higher level that your soul identifies to you in step 3, the more you will live in the lightness, ease, and delightfulness of the higher levels, the more you will actively and intentionally remove yourself from suffering. I am passing to you a golden key. Take it. Try it. Play with it. Discover what it offers you. With practice, you will be able to shift yourself to higher states of joyous experience in an instant, drug-free. You will be able to lift yourself out of suffering and into the ease that so few people know and can describe. Like a miracle, your feeling, thinking, and physiology will shift to the state that you direct them to.